You're listening to Voss and Bonnie's My Wife Hates Me on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
Go to harrys.com right now and enter code MYWIFE at checkout to claim your free trial set and free post shave bomb. That's harrys.com, code MYWIFE.
She really hates him, it's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true. Somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
Test, test, testing, 1, 2. Testing, testing, 1, 2, 3. Are you ready? Bonnie McFarlane, test yours, testing.
Testing, testing.
No talk up.
No talk up? I don't know. Is that like caveman speak for be quiet?
Can you please also take that black piece of bagel that's in the front of your tooth out because it looks like you have tooth decay.
No.
Tooth decay. That was the brother to the guy on Star Trek.
Star Trek? What's
Star
that?
Star Trek.
Oh, Star Trek?
Yeah. The series, Tooth Decay is the brother to the gay guy. What's his name?
I don't know what
Oh, George Takei. Takei, not Decay.
Oh my God.
Get
Can
it?
Can you please, first of all, don't tell the worst joke in the world and then fart, okay?
I knew it was a bad joke. I was doing that on purpose.
No, you weren't. You didn't
I swear
even
to
have
God.
It ready.
Have what ready? The joke?
Yeah, you're like, what's the guy's name? Star Trek. It was like all wrong.
It was a bad. I knew it was bad. I was doing it on purpose to prove a point. And you want me to tell you my point? I will after this. November 2nd, right? November 2nd, we're doing our live My Wife Hates Me. Would you bang him or would you fuck him show at the Village Underground? 10 o'clock, 10 p.m., November 2nd. There's going to be great comics. It's a fun show. Get your tickets, Comedy Cellar, villageunderground.com, November 2nd. Get your tickets. Okay? There you have it. Also, if you're buying on Amazon, amazon.richvoss.com. There you have it. What do you think, Bonnie?
I don't know what's going on anymore. I was thinking about something else.
What were you thinking about? This week also, too. This week, my new CD.
I'm glad you asked questions, though, and just keep barrel through.
I'm going to get to you. I forgot that this week, my new CD.
Do you not see, though, your behavior at all?
I don't have any bad behavior.
No.
Do you think I do?
No, I don't. I think you're perfect.
Thank you. This week, my new CD, Rich Voss 5, on iTunes. Pre-order it now or tomorrow or whatever day this is coming
out. Also, you should point out that that's not like your new IQ or anything.
Everybody keeps putting that on Twitter.
Well, because you would do one. It is kind of funny.
What?
141 IQ
was
and then
my
5.
Last yeah, Rich Voss 5. It's my fifth CD. That's why it's called 5.
And so it's not your IQ.
And the idea for the cover was all my idea. I'm only kidding. Do you know whose idea it was?
Big J. Okerson.
He came up with the idea, and let me tell you something. Because I was going to call it, what was I going to call it? Like Legend or something stupid you told me to call it?
I said you should call it They Call Me Legend, and then you were like, how about Some Call Me Legend? I was like, oh my God, you're taking it so seriously.
Yeah, I don't want to think everybody calls me
I mean,
me
They
that.
Call Me Legend is ironic and silly. Because they don't really.
Oh, they do.
It's kind of a joke.
But everywhere I go, people say it.
Yeah, because it's a bit of a joke. It's
no,
like,
without knowing the joke, people go, you know, look, Dom Irera's a legend. If you look at comics older
than
you.
Okay, I don't want to do this conversation again because we've already done it on the podcast.
No, we didn't.
Yes, we have. Who's a legend? You said Tom Cruise was not a legend.
You think Tom Cruise is a legend?
Oh my God. Dom Herrera's a legend, but Tom Cruise
is not.
I didn't
say Tom Cruise wasn't a legend.
Yes, we went through people. And this was, you know, I don't know. A year ago.
No, it wasn't a year ago. It was a couple of weeks ago.
Richard, it was so long
ago. No, it was maybe 4 weeks ago.
Okay.
A year ago? Really?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Yes.
You have no sense of time or.
You just
common
said it was
sense.
A couple of weeks ago.
Maybe a month or two ago.
No, it was really a long time ago.
No, it wasn't a long
okay,
time ago.
Okay, I'm not going to argue about it. Good. Okay, let's believe what you believe. But you can believe what you believe. But then when I concede and say, okay, sure, then don't start like putting me down.
Why? I'm putting you down for your behavior before.
Because I'm right and I'm only conceding, so you'll shut up.
You're not right. It wasn't a year ago. Any listener that remembers the episode, that's the only humming I get around here.
I wish we had some sound effects.
Two bad jokes.
I'd fucking sound effect a gunshot right now. I'd sound effect that gunshot so hard.
Anyhow, get my CD. I want it to go to number one. It'll be my third CD in a row that was number one on iTunes. That's all I care about. I don't care about the money. I like just getting it to number one.
Can I just say something? Stephen Avery is not even with Sandy anymore.
Yes, they're still friends. He still goes
no,
over her
he's
house.
Now with someone else. No, I saw a thing that said he gets like hundreds and hundreds of women like love letters and stuff in jail every day.
If I were him, then I would let his Sandy know that she's going to be out of the picture.
Sandy! Pack your shit!
He'll always come by to say hi, though. You know, they work together forever.
I'm not changing it. I'll change the character. It's no longer Stephen Avery.
Who is it? Her new boyfriend?
No, it's just a guy and a woman named Sandy. People didn't know it was Stephen Avery anyway. People never knew that. They're like, who is he? His name was never used. It was just yelling at Sandy. I don't know why it became.
First of all, you're saying the character's
made
not
up.
A character. They're really here. So quit saying it's a character. And maybe one day introduce them. You know, since they're sitting in with us this whole time. You know, they come to our house every Tuesday.
First of all, I'm Sandy. And I'm very upset by the things that have been going on in this house. He's always on that podcast. He never pays attention to me anymore. And so we're through. Sandy, get away from that mic! I'll kill you like I did Teresa. What? Nothing. That was the most acting I've ever done in my whole life. It's that part, that little thing right there.
I'm telling you, that might be next to Natalie Portman in her movie coming out where she portrays Jackie Kennedy.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Who?
Natalie Portman. Portrays Jackie Kennedy in a movie coming out in December.
Wait.
What?
What? I thought, what's Tom Cruise's ex-wife's name? The one that had to like sneak out of Scientology with her daughter, Suri?
Not Nicole Kidman. Katie
Holmes?
Yeah, what about her?
I thought she was the only person that was ever allowed to play Jackie.
You know how many people play Jackie? Sammy Davis played Jackie Kennedy.
No, she's made a career of it.
Who?
Over half of her roles have been Jackie Kennedy.
No, she only did that one thing on TV.
She did two. She did a miniseries and she did a movie.
I don't know, but Natalie Portman's portraying her in the movie coming out in December. And
I don't think Katie Holmes is going to like that. That's my role, bitch.
Yeah, but Natalie Portman is hands down one of my favorite after that Western movie I saw her in. Jane Got a Gun, or Jane Get Your Gun, or Jane Get the Fuck Out, or Tom, Dick, and Jane, or whatever the fuck it was.
Jane has most recently gotten a gun.
No. What was it called? Jane Get Your Gun?
Jane Grab Your Pussy.
Jane Got a Gun.
Get out there.
Jane, you know what I was thinking about? What I used to say on Saturday Night Live. Jane, you ignorant slut. I was thinking about that today. Remember he used to say mm-hmm. that? Weekend Update? Mm-hmm. That's kind of funny.
Very funny.
Jane, you ignorant slut.
Jane, you ignorant slut.
That's kind of funny.
Yeah, it's...
What?
That's why you still remember it.
We're watching Atlanta, and we watched an episode last night.
Oh, my God, people. I have...
What?
Help me. Someone help me.
What? Someone. This week, get my CD on iTunes, Rich Voss 5. Pre-order, it comes out Friday, I'm pretty sure.
Did you do that read already? Why is it
not
working? No. Oh, because she pooped on the... She wants you to go see. Every time she poops on the pad, she barks so that Rich will go over and give her positive reinforcement.
Yeah.
Good girl.
Yeah, but she goes to pee on the pad or poop on the pad,
yeah.
And she misses it. It's a big pad. I mean, the size of that dog is probably, like, that pad is probably like a gigantic blanket, you know what I mean? A tarp to that dog, to that little dog, and she still misses it. And then this morning, oh, whatever. No one cares about dog talk. Nobody cares. What do the people care about?
Popcorn.
Oh, let me tell you something about Bonnie.
Oh, whoa.
Bonnie.
Okay, no, let's tell. But a couple of nights ago, I asked Rich to make popcorn, which he was very upset that he had to go make popcorn.
I had to get out of bed.
I don't know how.
Yeah.
You were like angry about it.
No,
I don't know how.
Here comes the exaggeration.
Like a hot air popcorn maker is so difficult to understand.
Oh, wait, just real quick, folks. What she's saying is true, but just multiply her exaggeration by 100. So, go ahead.
Oh, so it's actually worse?
No, go ahead. You know what I'm saying. Decrease it by 100 times. Not multiply, decrease.
Well, I'm not going to hit myself.
Go ahead.
The way you really...
How do people listen to this? We have said nothing so far, but we will. We'll pick it up. Go ahead.
Will we? That's been the promise for fucking 800 episodes. The next one's going to be better, we promise. We promise you that. So I asked him to make popcorn. He got all fucking upset. And then finally went down and made popcorn. And I swear to God, there was half a bag of kernels at the bottom of the popcorn. It was ridiculous. How did you get it like that? It's like you poured out of the kernel bag into the bowl and then made popcorn on top of it.
Let me try to explain things.
Let me explain my popcorn making.
I poured the kernels into the popcorn maker, turned it on.
No, you turn it on, you got to get it a little hot first.
Well, nobody told me that because I never used it.
Well, everyone knows it.
Obviously, everyone doesn't know it because...
Clearly.
Okay. So I put it in. Okay, listen, folks.
Listen to me, folks.
Listen to me. I'm trying to say.
I'm going
to
tell you how I make popcorn. And I'm going to tell you why I'm not wrong, and I'm not going to apologize. I don't apologize for kernels in the bottom of the bowl.
Who would apologize for that?
Hey, sorry, I got so many kernels in the bottom of the bowl. Doesn't seem like such a crazy thing to say, and yet I will not say it.
Who would say I'm sorry?
Anyone who brought up popcorn. Of course. Oh, okay.
Oh, really? I'm
so
sorry.
What if I
there's
make
kernels.
You something and then I burn it and then I feed it to you? And
no,
I'm not
no.
going to fucking apologize.
If you made me four eggs and one was burnt, I would go, oh, I still have three good eggs.
I'd still be like, hey, sorry, that one's a little burnt. That doesn't
no,
seem
you wouldn't,
crazy.
Cause you, oh, who would call? Who makes popcorn and comes up and goes, sorry, there's some kernels. And you just, I brought the popcorn
yes,
up.
Yes, anyone, everyone listening is like, yeah, I probably would just be
no,
like, hey, sorry.
No, nobody
about that.
Would say sorry over
no,
that.
Nobody, but the thing is, you think sorry means you have to go to like, I don't know, like you're not going to get into heaven or something.
First
if
of all,
I admit to a fault, something bad will happen to me. That's what you think.
Are
but
you
most people
crazy?
Just say sorry.
No,
if they're late,
no,
they say sorry. Not you. You're like, I won't. It wasn't my fault. It was traffic. I won't say sorry. People just do. They just apologize for stuff.
No, those
even if it's
are,
not their fault.
Those are Canadians that
no,
are so,
it's just like
yes,
real
they're
life.
So they're running and scared and they're fucking, I'm sorry
no,
about everything.
No, it's not that.
Sorry.
No, it's not that. It's
sorry,
like,
I wronged the ward.
You're lubricating your relationship.
Oh, brother, stop. You don't, if someone says go make popcorn and you do it against your will to begin with.
Yeah, do it against your will because why?
I was in bed half asleep. You wake me up.
We were about to watch a movie. How could you be in bed half asleep?
Okay, well, I was in bed with
I didn't, like, wake you out of a slumber. Go no. make me popcorn.
No, I'm not saying I was asleep.
And make sure there's no kernels in it.
I was half asleep. I said I was in bed under the blankets. I didn't say I was going to sleep. I was
oh
half asleep.
Oh, my God. Once
I was
again.
Halfway there. I was halfway there.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
If you take the whole day, your whole day, you do all the stuff you do in a day, then you get ready at the end of the night, maybe take a shower, put on your pajamas or whatever you sleep in, right? And then you put them on, you lay in bed, you're halfway there to go to sleep. So I was half asleep.
I already thought of a title for this, which you'll fuck up, I'm sure. Your titles are terrible. A Kernel of Truth.
My titles are terrible.
That's a good one. That's like a, one of those 2020s or something where somebody dies making popcorn. That's what they would have. A kernel of, we're back with a kernel of truth.
So, okay, no one apologizes when they bring up the popcorn, and there's still a big ball
that.
Of popcorn.
I'm not gonna. No more apologies. In
I don't
house.
Care when you say I'm sorry. I know you don't do things on purpose. I mean, you do make a lot of mistakes and do screw up, but you don't do them on purpose.
Oh boy.
Oh boy, what?
You're so like crazy in the sense that you stand firm on things that mean nothing when they could be helpful in facilitating a kinder, nicer relationship, and you're just like, I won't do it.
Oh, you think you're so wordy.
No, see, even that, you're like upset with me for saying something intelligent. Yeah. You like get angry about it.
I'm not angry. Look at me. Dude,
you want me
anger?
To fight the
you
way...
You see anger in my face?
I don't know how you grew up or whatever, but I guess in your mind, you're like always like, that's street. That's street. I'm street.
I don't say I'm street.
Yeah.
I mean,
I say, like, because I say something, you'll be like, no. And I'll be like, don't say no to me. It's upsetting. That's street.
We already went
that's
over
street
that.
Street talk for okay.
We already
is
went over.
No?
We
is
already
it?
We went over no already. Just
I know,
like
but I'm using
how
it as
long
an
ago
example.
Was that? 2 years ago? When did we go over no again? 3 years ago? Four? We just recently did that. All right. And no is no. No, it's not. Yeah, see? She knows. The dog.
I've never heard her do that.
When she hears somebody coming up the stairs. That's our watchdog.
Allie, shh, it's okay.
That's our watchdog right there. Oh, it's Raina coming down the stairs. Whenever she hears something out of the norm, she goes bananas.
Oh, all wait, right. Do you apologize? Oh.
What? Who said sorry? I didn't say sorry.
Oh my God, you're so dumb.
What?
You just said whenever she hears something out of the norm, oh. She goes crazy. You're like, well, I didn't say sorry. You're so dumb. Yeah. I'm sorry. I love you. I think you're terrific, but you are dumb as shit.
No, you're...
You can't even follow a conversation for 2 seconds.
I just got sidetracked.
Don't apologize for it, though.
Why would I apologize for getting sidetracked? My daughter comes running down the stairs. The dog is barking. I already got sidetracked, and I let go of your dumb... Raina, here's your opinion. Okay,
here's your opinion? That's no, exactly how your father is.
Let me get your opinion. Now, we're not saying anybody whose side this is on.
Why
just
are
say.
You wearing a sock on your wrist?
She thinks she's cool. Come here. Look at her. Come here. Like, say... Now, for real. Now, listen to this carefully, okay? You ready?
Why are you cutting daddy's socks?
That's not my sock.
Yes, it is.
I was looking in my drawer.
You're cutting polo socks?
I was looking in my drawer of weird stuff, you know, those colors.
Yeah.
And I was looking for stuff because I'm doing something, and I found this.
Oh, well, dude, who do you think sock it was?
It was Mom's.
No, it's mine. Scram. Get out now.
Wait, what about my opinion?
We don't care anymore. Your opinion is useless when you cut somebody's sock. Oh, you found it in your drawer. If you... What? If you found $20 on the floor in your room, would you keep it?
She said, duh.
It wouldn't be her 20. You give it back. You go, whose is this? Just, here's good news.
If she kept it and then she thought it was hers and then you went up there and you were like, hey, that was my 20 in there. And then she gave it back to you.
Yeah.
Should she say anything? She gives it back to you?
Here's your 20. Scram.
Oh, she's not supposed to say like, oh, sorry, I thought it was mine.
No, why?
No, no apologies in this
There's
house.
There's no apologies. This is an
apology-free zone.
Unapologetic house.
Okay, so.
Okay, wait, hold on.
Oh, here's, my God.
Someone's at the door coming up. Someone, that's our watchdog. It's so funny. But you never know. That barking someday might save a life. Right? If I hear that barking, the pepper spray comes out. Late at night, I hear that barking.
If you were like walking along and you accidentally kicked her, accidentally, and then she was like, made that high-pitched noise, would you say sorry?
To the puppy, I would say sorry, not to you guys.
Oh. But if you accidentally kicked me, you would just say like, no, I didn't do it on purpose.
What were you doing on the floor? I would say.
Well, what were you walking on the bed? How about that?
And another thing, okay, I got to get to this real quick. Can you calm down?
Get your dog.
Yeah, her dog. So Bonnie last night made popcorn.
Okay, so last night.
Okay.
First of all, let me just say this: we when we're both home together, we watch a movie. Whether there's a TV show, we watch a TV show. But very nice. Okay, see you later. And, well, you put it on. Now you got to try to get it off. Okay, so we're going to watch a movie. It takes Rich an hour to find a movie. It's literally endless. You have to go through every single movie. I'll say, how about this? I've already done some research. I've looked up things. You have to look through all of them.
To find the
all
best
new
one.
Movies, which are hundreds.
No, we don't look through that. We go through A, B, C, and D, all the way to Z.
Yeah, the. Oh my God. With the alphabet? All of them? That's what I just
yeah,
said.
Yeah, hopefully some a good one.
We do A, B, C, then I don't know the order of the others, but we end in Z. And I know that.
Are you done talking?
No, so. I got upset because we at a half hour point, 30 minutes, when you still hadn't had any idea what movie.
Neither did you.
I made several suggestions.
You made one. Concussion.
On HBO, I said yeah. Concussion. No, I made two other suggestions that you were, let's maybe not, whatever. One of them you'd watched already on your own.
Oh, yeah. When you were away.
I only watch movies that you won't like.
That's not true. I didn't think you'd like this. It was a drug cartel movie. You didn't watch, what do you call it, on Netflix. What was the drug cartel movie?
It wasn't a movie. It was a series.
What was it called? You know. When,
you watched the whole thing, two seasons, and you don't remember what it's called?
About Pablo Escobar. What the fuck was it called?
Oh, my God. I'm not telling you either. And I'm not sorry I'm not telling you. Because I want you to swim around in your own idiocy.
I just forget. What was it called?
I just forget. Now I can't move on. Well, maybe next time you'll just make popcorn properly.
I swear to God, I'm getting Alzheimer's. I forget. Why would I forget? Narcos.
Three, Narcos. Two, one.
What?
I thought I'd just say it again. I swear to God, I'm getting Alzheimer's.
Narcos.
Will I just say that? So then
I
said,
movie.
Fine, I'm going down to get popcorn. And when I come up, there better be a movie playing. I can't take this anymore. But when I was downstairs making the popcorn, not one kernel went into the bowl. I was like,
Yeah, there were kernels.
No, not one. Not one.
Crazy.
There was not one kernel in there. Unless you ate them. Because when I brought the bowl back down, not a kernel in there.
I brought the bowl back down.
Did you see any kernels in there?
I don't remember.
No, you would have remembered. Because it's...
That's what Bonnie bragged about last night.
So what? All I said was, hey, I think you'll notice there's no kernels in here.
Well, all right. Let me do
this. And then you said...
What?
You came up and said, before you went to bed, you said... It's a new low.
You brought
it's bragging about no kernels. That made me laugh for a half hour.
All right, I have to do something real quick. Okay, so Well, here's the deal. I want to talk about Harry's razors, and Harry's. It's a whole new thing we're doing. I got Harry's razor blades, and you know what I like about it here. You know, I haven't done this in a while.
Oh my god!
What?
I can't take it. I'm gonna have to leave.
Okay,
I'm
you
have
do
to
it.
Leave. No, I can't do it because
what?
We've lost so many on account of me, and I won't stop myself.
Okay.
Let's start again.
Okay,
again, because they're gonna like. It's ripped from the podcast, isn't it?
Yeah, I think
okay,
so.
Okay, so give it a second and then start again. And just read it exactly. You don't
okay.
have to put any kind of creative spin
on it. Says
on
what
it.
You love most. Okay, I got to do what I love most, which I'll tell you. And how does it compare to other shaving? So, all right.
Okay. What you love most is a clean,
right,
close shave.
All
and,
right, let me calm down. I know.
And the color of the blade, handle. Oh.
I know how to do it.
All right, I gotta walk away because
No. I can't do it. No, I can't do it without you sitting here. I don't feel comfortable.
I'll
sit down. Sit down. Okay. All right. Well, we got. I gotta. I'm doing. Wait. Hold on.
Oh my god! Just read it. Give it to me.
No. Because I used it. You don't know. I don't want to mess this up. Okay, so I don't want to mess it up.
Here, we already
have. Well, don't worry about it. I'll get it right now. I don't want to mess it up. I want to talk to you guys about Harry's razors. I'm using these now, these razors from Harry's. Five blades. Close, clean shave. I love it. I'm not going to lie. I like it. This is not some crap, you know, hey, I'm one of these guys just reading from a piece of paper. I do like the razor. Now, here's another thing I like, because I travel a lot. There's a little case that the razor and the blade go in. Well, the blade goes into this case right here. It's so cool, because when I pack my razor blades, when I travel, they always break, or the top breaks off, or something. This has a little protective case that you could put down in your bathroom and put the blade in it, or when you travel. So I do like that. You know, you get all these other. Here's the deal with razors. You got I'm not stopping because I know
you
what I'm doing.
To do it over.
Why?
Just read the goddamn paper. Because you're like, I'm going to do an entire. This is going to be my new 1 hour special on a fucking. The lid on the razor. Like, are you kidding me?
I like that.
All you have to say is, like, this is a great razor. You should definitely
get it. All right,
you do it.
You
do
it.
Here's the thing. No, I'm not doing it. Just do it right. Just say it. Just read it. You're acting like this is like you're going to win an Academy Award or something. Just fucking read it.
God, that's how you want to be a director? That's how you're going to talk to actors and actresses?
You don't fucking read that copy right now, I will walk out of here and I will never come back.
All right.
And now you're gonna fuck it up on purpose as
no.
a joke.
Not at all.
Just do it. I you know, we're spending too much time on
all right.
this.
Okay, here it goes. Gosh. I just started using Harry's razors.
You start again. You can't be like, stop that in the middle of your thing.
Okay. I got to put the start times. I keep crossing them out.
You're the worst.
Why am I the worst?
You don't know how to do it.
I do know how to do it. I do know how to do it. This is the first time. Here's what I love. Here's the deal. This is what I just started using Harry's razors. Here's what I love the most about them. One, it's clean, five blades. Smooth. I love this little case I use for when I travel with it. It's a good razor. I'm telling you, it's a good razor. You got five blade razors that you can go and get at the supermarket for, you know, 10 times the price or whatever. This is a good deal. Harry's razors, harrys.com. You mention my wife hates me or code my wife. Enter code my wife when you're checking out. And listen, you're going to save money. It's going to be a great shave. You'll get a free what is it? If you mention my wife hates my wife, I don't know. What do you get for free? You get a
Oh my god, you're totally I can't take
it. I don't
know.
All right.
And also, you're like, do you really think they want to hear somebody being like, hey, it's a good razor? No, they want to be like, this is a great razor.
Well, it is a good razor.
Oh my god.
Okay, but tell me where you're starting. Are you going to do it?
Oh, my God. And if we lose it, it's not my fault.
Well, he's going to pull it.
It's not my fault.
Huh? I like this little case right here. Look at this. Is this the coolest?
Oh, huh? My God, please.
This is the coolest. I'm not going to lie. Look, you know what? I'm not allowed to trash other companies, which I'm not going to. But, all right. Tell me when you're ready to go.
Hey, everybody. Big razor companies have the annoying habit of putting out new models and raising their already high prices. Unlike those guys, Harry's doesn't believe in upcharging, which is why they made their razors even better, and they're keeping their prices exactly the same. This is a great razor. It's 5 blades. It's softer flex hinge for a more comfortable glide. It gives you a trimmer beard. It's a trimmer blade for hard-to-reach places. And there's a lubricating strip. This is everything to me, the lubricating strip. Textured handle for more control when it's wet. It's a very good-looking razor. It looks
cool. You got to start again because the... This,
why?
It's just in the middle of it stopped. Because it was not your fault. It was a computer glitch that happens sometimes.
We have to cut this. We can't just be doing this fucking.
All right, just do the read real quick.
Hey guys, I want to talk to you a little bit about Harry's razor. It's an absolutely amazing product. Big razor companies have this annoying habit of putting out new models and then raising their already high prices. Unlike those guys, Harry's doesn't believe in upcharging, which is why they made their razors even better, and they're keeping their prices exactly the same. It's incredible. Harry's 5-blade razors, yeah, that's right, 5 blades, now include a softer flex hinge for a more comfortable glide, trimmer blade for hard-to-reach places, a lubricating strip, which is everything. That's the most important thing to me. And a textured handle for more control when it's wet.
I like
it. And it's also a very good looking razor.
I like it.
It's got a
look at that protective case.
A protective case for when you're traveling with it. It's a really incredible thing. And not only that, but Harry's is so confident in the quality of their blades, they'll send you their popular free trial set. And I think we all know why that's popular. You can get a free razor. It comes with a razor, a 5-blade carriage, and shaving gel. It's free when you sign up for a shave plan. Just pay the shipping. Plus, there's a special offer for fans of the show. Enter the code. What's the code?
My wife.
My wife at checkout to get a post-shave balm added to your order for free. I suggest you go ahead and do this right now. Rich has been using the blade. He looks better than ever. He's younger. He's kinder. And it's just a wonderful product, and I think you're going to be happy with it. Razors by Harry's.
That wasn't bad. I thought you did pretty good on that.
It'll give you AIDS.
We'll cut that out.
What's that?
I can't help it. It's like it literally, like, a piece of me gets, even when I'm promoting my own shit, like there's a piece of me that gets destroyed
razor.
Every time I have to do
some
lie.
Shit.
It's like, why can't I just get paid for doing the shit that I like to do? Why do I have to fucking...
If I could do that off the top of my head, I'm not good at reads. I'm good at ad-libbing. You know what I would come on and say? Get the razor.
Okay, you know what? You're done with the razors. Move on from the fucking
razors.
I'm giving. Now you're going to try to compete with me? You couldn't do it. You couldn't do it.
Yes, I could.
Okay? And I had to do something that I didn't fucking want to do. That I said I wouldn't do. And I couldn't let these people hear you try it one more time.
All right, then try this one.
No, I'm not. It's like nothing goes in your head. It's like if...
If what?
I don't like doing them. And you're like, oh, okay, here's another one to do.
No, Amazon.com. If you're buying on Amazon, you go to Amazon.richvoss.com. See how easy that is?
Click the support button. That's what he told us to say yesterday in the car.
He said that?
It goes straight to the Amazon link.
Oh, it does? For us? At
Riotcast, my wife hates me, support link.
Oh, and then you go and buy your stuff at Amazon.com. But if I was on another razor, I really do like this right here, this thing right here, the travel.
I'm going to go.
All right, let's talk about something else. Let's talk about our live show coming up November 2nd. You want to talk about that? At the Village Underground. Every time we've done a show there, it's been great.
Yeah, because of the fans.
Yeah, they yes.
I mean, we have great comics on and stuff, but I mean the
well, also too.
It's honestly one of the best audiences.
Two times, I don't know why. Oh, twice. Didn't Ron Bennington host twice? He hosted. Oh, the first time he was our marriage counselor.
Right.
Hands down, incredibly funny. Uh-huh. Remember?
Uh huh.
Then he hosted.
He always is. No surprise there.
Whenever he's involved, it's always...
Oh, we should have him be one of the...
What? Comics?
No, then we couldn't have Gail.
Yeah. That would be creepy.
Anyway, it's a game show, you know, where comics come on and do stand-up, and then four female judges decide whether they would bang them or not.
You could say curse on our podcast.
I was just trying to do the brand. Would you bang them? We started off with "Would you fuck them?" But I cleaned it up a little.
Can I talk about?
Anyway, it's a funny show, and there's really good comics on
November 2nd at the Village.
Sam Morrill.
Don't tell them the comics.
Why?
Just be surprised.
But they're good comics.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Who's the other one that we?
Chris.
Chris DiStefano or whatever.
Yeah, we have more comics. I like Chris. I like Sam. Now listen, I'm going to talk about this. I'm not bitter. Things happen. This is my fault. And there's nothing... anything...
This is your fault?
Not my fault. It's my fault for not doing something.
But you still don't want to say that dreaded S word.
Because I'm not... I'm sorry to myself, if anything.
Oh.
To myself. Oh my, no one else.
It's a true sociopath.
Okay. And I'm not going after a network, comics, or anything. I'm just saying what I should have done or the mistakes I've made in one of the mistakes in this business. Years ago, when Opie and Anthony were together, I came up with an idea where to do comedy in weird places. So we started off...
Don't even know that that's a thing. You're bringing up something that you don't even know that that's a thing.
What do you mean? That's the show?
Yeah, you don't know. It's completely disappeared. You don't know if it's going to be a show. You don't know anything about it. You got one line from me, from a text.
No, I talked to my manager. He said, I know. All right, then I won't talk about it.
I mean, if you want to... Rich came up with the idea that it's like...
Are you crazy? Does anything bother you in this fucking world that you'll talk about? Nothing. Everything is so...
No. I'm not saying that, but I'm saying, like, if the show was, like, it's a nothing thing.
It's not a nothing thing. It's an idea that somebody's using that I came up with 9 years ago.
But do you think they stole it from you?
No.
Okay.
I think, yes, there could be an inkling. What's the word? There could be a minute... There could be a minute fraction that maybe somebody saw it on the internet, or maybe somebody heard it on radio.
Inspired by it?
Or inspired, or yes, and brought it to television. Yes. Because
I know, but I don't understand the anger of it.
I didn't say there was anger. You brought the anger out. I said, I'm sorry that I didn't go sell it. I wasn't angry. I was just talking regular. I was not angry until you came after me. So look at you, how you...
All right, I'm sorry. I didn't... I thought you were just about to say that they stole it from me and it's
bullshit.
I didn't say
they stole it. I said... I never said they stole it. I'm just saying I did it 9 years ago. I should have tried to sell it as a TV show. Okay? And now it's maybe going to pilot. I said, I'm not angry with the network. I'm not angry with the comics. I said this before the whole thing. I'm saying my mistake was that I didn't try to sell this as a TV show 9 or 10 years ago when I did it, when I came up with it. But now they might start doing this show. They might. I don't know. I don't even remember the network, and I don't even care. That might start doing
it
comedy.
It might not even be a network. It's a digital platform.
It might be digital, yes. That wants to do comedy in weird places with comics, where you, like I did at Starbucks or in the bagel place or in the diner where I did it 9 or 10 years ago. Look, Bonnie, you know, we did webisodes or webisodes with Comedy Central, with Nick Mom or Nickelodeon. We did like three different series, you know, husband and wife, Ask Rich, Ask Bonnie. Other couples are doing it now. We don't own the whole couple thing. You know, it's just what happens in this business. You know, you come up with an idea, you do something, then somebody else does it. They do it and they put a little of their flavor in it, or their, you know, here comes this little rat, you know, or their taste. Well, you know what I'm saying? You know, sometimes I get lost for words as a comic, you know, and it's just, you know, nothing. There's so many unoriginal things in this business. You know, so yeah, it pisses you off a little when you do come up with an idea, then 9 years later, someone might be doing the same thing. So it's my stupidity for not trying to sell it back then. But they wouldn't have bought it because it was 9 years ahead of its fucking time anyhow. So, you know, me and Bonnie did a pilot years ago on Comedy Central that was as funny as anything. They didn't pick it up. And then, you know, years later, they're doing those type of TV shows. So... Excuse me, we're way ahead of our time. Way ahead. There, I said it. Now I'm going to talk about Watered Down Comics. Nah, go ahead. Are you sulking? Are you mad at me?
No, I just don't feel like indulging in what coulda, shoulda, woulda been douchebaggery kind of fucking discussion. It's like we have great things going on. You have a very hard time focusing on the positive.
I talked about my CD.
You have a very easy time focusing on the negative.
That's not true.
Yes, your CD.
Well, I'm not going to talk about the other thing because it's not picked up yet. This is coming out this week.
I know,
week.
But you could think about it think about things that upset you, which a lot of things do, then turn it around in your head and say, look at the great things.
But I wasn't upset when I started talking about it. I was just putting it out there.
Last night you were.
I didn't know. What are you talking about? Last night I was. I wasn't upset about that. Was weeks ago when I heard about it, and I wasn't upset. I'm just going, oh my god, I'm, you know, 9 years ahead of these people.
No, last night you said I'm going to start talking about comics on the podcast.
Well, some of them.
It just makes you seem bitter.
I'm not bitter. I love.
You sound fucking
bitter. I just did an interview on some podcast. I talk about comics. I love. There's so. I love listening to good comics. I love it. Why would it? What are you crossing your eyes for and being bored? And there's good young comics I talk about. There's good old comics. I love good comedy. What the fuck is wrong with that? I don't like bad comedy. I see so much bad fucking comedy, and fucking public lets people get away with it. I love good comedy. I can listen. I can give you names, and I've done it before. I'll listen to them. You know,
who's that got artist that does the whales?
Oh, Whalen. Why? On the walls, Whale on the Walls.
Do you remember when, I think it was before we were married and we were in Miami and we went into that
gallery?
You were like, oh, I love this guy.
It was Tahoe or Vegas. It wasn't Miami.
It was?
Or maybe it was Miami, Coconut Grove.
And then we went into one of his galleries or whatever. And then I had to like literally drag you out of there before you bought two paintings. At one point, we were in a private showing room where they put the paintings on the wall and light up. And you were like, this guy's amazing. You were so into it. Well, that's what the general public is with comedy. They're not discerning. They're not, just like you're not an art aficionado.
Yes, I am.
You're not. You were going to buy two Whalen paintings.
That doesn't mean I don't like a Picasso or a Rembrandt or a Van Gogh.
Then your argument is going down the toilet very quickly because you're saying the audience, which
time after time, no, because I can tell you the difference. I can see an audience laugh very loud or love a horrible comic, and then when a great comic goes up, silence. So there, my argument doesn't. You know, audiences. You know, are trained in the...
Rich, you're not going around dragging me into art. The only time you ever
is there any time I can come up with a point of view that you're gonna fucking not
it's
argue?
It's not that I'm trying to make you think about things in a bigger way.
I do think about
things. Think because everybody always goes, I'm always perfect and nobody else is, and it's really frustrating to me. I'm trying to show you, like, I'm not. This is how I think. Like, I'm not great about other forms of art. Do you know what I mean? Like, I get it. Like, I love comedy. I've devoted my life to it. So, yes, I see comedians that are great that other people might not get.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, yeah, it is frustrating when someone who's absolutely mediocre doing very, very well in this business and doing better than people that we know are actually
geniuses
in the business.
Yes.
However, the same is true for the music world, the art world, and we're part of the problem in those other areas.
No, that's not true.
But that's what you say. You say it's not true. It is true. Don't go to galleries. You don't look at other art. You've never, ever said, hey, let's go in and look at some art at this gallery. The only gallery you ever pulled me into was the Whalen Gallery. I'm just trying to show you.
Even if that's true, that's not my concern is my business. I'm not going to start. If I was a computer programmer.
I know, but you're pointing the finger at people who just want to go out and have a good time. They have a different agenda than we do when it comes to comedy.
Okay, well, guess what? I don't like the new agendas then. Okay, I don't like it. That's not true because back in the day, I'm not saying back. It's not true because you could go to certain clubs that are hipper than other clubs and they get older, younger, great, hip comics or obscure or just a comic saying something. So it's not nowadays people want this. It's some people are fucking dumb when it comes to things. They're not going out that.
Yes, and I'm
dumb.
One of those people when it comes to art, or I'm one of those people when it comes to literature, or.
But I'm not sitting. My dumbness towards art is not affecting anybody in any way because I'm not bringing it up. I'm not going to art galleries going, wahoo, get this, okay? Or yahoo, this is great. That's not great. So my dumbness doesn't affect other people. People's dumbness in comedy affects other people, affects people around them. It affects sales. It affects, smarter, funnier comics moving forward. Yeah, so our dumbness doesn't affect people. Their dumbness does.
I'm not sure that's great. I don't necessarily agree with that argument. I'll have to think about it.
How much time do you want?
I just think, like, if you're not buying good books or you're not buying good art or you're not buying good music, then it is affecting.
No, because nobody...
Britney Spears still is getting... or, Miley Cyrus or whoever it is.
True, but me...
There's an artist that's an actual true artist out there that's like, fuck, I can't get a break, and these people are, And it's the same in every business. And it's frustrating for people who are in the business that are, take it seriously and are into it. But there's some people that don't care. Like, this is the truth of it with comedy, I think. The people that don't care that much about how good they are, they're just going to... Like, I worked with a guy the other night that he did a meme in his act. He did something that I've seen many times in different forms on the internet. And he did it in his act, and it got a pretty good laugh. And...
They're just as bad.
And it's like, he clearly doesn't care what he's putting out. He's just putting out whatever he feels like it. It's not important to him. I don't know how far ahead this guy's getting, but I'm just saying, like, he's more interested in getting Twitter followers, being famous, all that stuff. Whereas I think for a long time, or a lot of, there are comedians that are really interested in being good comedians or being artists, or they're not even interested in being good. They just happen to be, that's the way they're wired. And, they're not going to get as far ahead. Because I think it's easier if you just don't care.
Well,
you don't care about your product so much.
So I should be frustrated about.
No, I think you should, but I do think that there's something.
Audiences are just.
I just think that you have a hard time sort of taking yourself out of things and putting yourself in other situations and just looking at a bigger picture
or seeing
it from a different perspective. And I don't think there's anything wrong with seeing things from other people's point of view or other perspectives. I mean, if you take a look at a guy who works hard all day, he's like a, let's just say he's a plumber or he's like a roofer, I don't know, some kind of job like that. And he's worked hard all day. Now he's coming into the city and he wants to go see a comedy show and he's drinking a lot and he's with his girlfriend or whatever and he's paid a lot of money. Yeah, maybe he doesn't want to like go over every social issue that's ever been had
or
have to listen very closely because, you know, whatever. Maybe he does. Maybe for him, watching some guy prance across the stage back and forth talking about sex and side boob is more fun
for
him.
You're talking about one person. When the whole audience is like that, then there's a problem. Then there's a problem. When I do comedy.
I'm not saying that guy is right. I'm just saying look at things from other perspectives.
You're right. If I'm breaking it down to one person having a good time, big deal. When I do clubs, and I'm fucking advertised. Most of the people know who I am. They know what to expect. They're gonna have a good time. I did a fucking one nighter the other night. Like a couple nights ago in Jersey, fucking pure, just uptight white people that thought they were so much better than everybody, and just so every little fucking thing they picked and choose what was okay to say, what wasn't okay to say. This is funny.
Well,
that's not funny.
That's why I don't want to do comedy anymore, honestly.
They're just
for that. Because it's too extreme. On the one side, if you say something that's like ironically like racist or whatever, then there's too much cheering on the one side. People are like, yeah, say it. Don't be afraid. And then you're like, but I'm just kidding. I'm just joking around. And then on the other side, if you say anything, they're like, don't ever say that. That's so awful. And you're like,
but they're the biggest hypocrites because they don't live that life, most of them. Most of these fucking white people that were in this fucking audience the other night are the fucking most racist, anti-Semitic, homophobic motherfuckers, in my opinion. But yet they play this fucking game like, oh, you can't. There's an African American in the audience. I'm going to pretend I'm upset when you say something. Go fuck yourselves. All right. You fucking bunch of hypocrites. That's all they are. They would not. None of them are sitting there with a minority at their table. But yet they point to the one minority going, oh, we have your back.
No, I agree. They're all hypocrites.
Fuck them.
They
just
all
a
pick
bunch
and choose.
Of
they cherry pick which
scumbag
issues
hypocrites
they want to deal with.
It's just so fucking annoying.
I agree.
You know, so fuck them. Fuck those audiences.
And also,
My audience gets it.
There used to be a time where you could like, you could explore different ideas with different things. And now you're not allowed. No. People won't allow you to explore things. It's like, I'm not running for office. I'm not a professor. I'm just a guy. Whoops. I'm just a person that's trying to, you know, here's something I thought about. Is this hold water at all? You know, is this an idea that's worth, following this path down? They won't even let you get to a thought. It's like you bring something up, they're like, no. Do you remember when what's the guy's name that used to scream? He died in a car accident.
Sam Kinison,
and he did this whole bit about like in Africa. He's like, I sympathize with you, but move.
Get the fuck out. It's sand. Yeah. You can't grow anything in sand. Get the fuck out. Move.
Yeah.
It's sand.
It's like it makes you think about things. It's like, why, you know, and whether he's right or wrong, obviously that's like such a harsh message, but he was allowed to say it. He was allowed to, you know, people talked about that.
He did that on SNL.
It became,
or whatever. He did the Jesus bit on SNL,
yeah,
I think.
It became a thing where you could on your own then think about whether any of those thoughts had merit. Maybe there is something in there. Obviously, he's joking, you know, whatever. He's not trying to hurt people. He's just trying to, like, provoke thought. And it's like, that's the problem I have with audiences, is that they won't allow you to do that. They'll cheer you on the one side, and I don't think that's appropriate. And then they'll boo you on the other side, which I don't think is appropriate. Can we just have...
But that's only true with... It's not... Like I said, when I'm on the road or I'm somewhere and people are coming to see me, they know that they're not... It's not going to be some watered-down bullshit. Listen, I'm not the edgiest cocksucker on the planet either, and I'm not the clean. I'm just me. And but then when you're at a one-nighter or some fucking, you know, audience in New York that just comes in from anywhere, enough with your fucking fake political correctness. Enough with it. If you're going to be slightly offended or whatever, don't fucking come out. Don't come out, because there's creative people that think fucking way past your political correctness, that are thinking at a whole nother level and trying to fucking
unravel
or
some
create
of these ideas
or
that
create
are coming out,
or yeah. talk about. Sam Kennison, I'm pretty sure that when he did SNL hosted it, he did the fucking Jesus bit where he was nailing himself into the ground.
You can't even see.
He was nailing it with the microphone, like nailing his hands. I'm going to look at it after we're done with this, but I'm pretty sure he did that on the ground. You know, he's doing the fucking, you know, and he, God forbid someone tried to do something now. Look, one of these late night shows, here's the reason I don't want to do late night. One, a lot of it's fear. I just feel like somehow I'm going to fucking fall apart doing 4 minutes or 5 minutes, which I won't. I've done it, you know, a million times, but some of it's fear. But also, and I've talked about this, I'm not doing word for word. I'm not wearing, you know, a suit. You have to wear a suit.
You don't have to.
You don't have to.
They encourage you to.
They encourage you to? Well, I would be so not. Look, see, she agrees with me. No suit. Anyhow, look, comedy is self-expression that I try to come up with what I think is funny.
So noisy today.
And look at you looking out the window. Anyhow, look, I've gone through this a million times. It just happened to me the other night.
Well, I'm going to quit comedy as soon as I can. As soon as I have something else that I can be doing. Because even like tonight, I have to go to the stand and do it. And it's like,
hey, stop.
It's fun and everything. But I just look down at those fucking dumb faces sometimes, and I'm like, oh, what? What am I doing here? It's like I have to do the cleanest jokes, make sure nobody gets offended.
I'm filthy sometimes. It's like, what is she barking at? Look at, all right, this week, get Rich Voss 5 on iTunes, coming out Friday the 28th.
Thank you, everyone.
I'm pretty sure.
Good night.
I'm pretty sure. It should be up for pre-order. If you're buying on Amazon, amazon.richvoss.com. Go to richvoss.com for my touring dates. Remember, Harry's, if you're going to buy razors. Talk to you guys later.
If you enjoyed My Wife Hates Me, subscribe and check out all the great podcasts at riotcast.com.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober. She's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him. It's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.